I know we've been goofing and having a good time here, making fun of the Redskins, but I wanted to have the next guest on because she has played a very vital role in my life and a very vital role in my family's life. I'll give you a little background here. Back in April, my mother, and I never talked about this, it's the first time I've talked about it, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she didn't even tell me until July. She held it in, and she was scared and she was confused. And she looked around for doctors. She actually had her sights set on a doctor in Reston. But I told her, after she told me, I said, look, for my money, the best breast cancer surgeon in Washington, D.C. is Stephanie Akbari at the Virginia Hospital Center. She's the medical director of the Pierce Family Center for Breast Health at Virginia Hospital Center. She's one of the best in the country. She travels all over the country, gives speeches, talks about the latest technology. She was actually Nancy Cooley. If you're a Redskins fan, you know that Chris Cooley's mom, Nancy, also had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And she was Nancy Cooley's doctor. Her team of doctors, Stephen Davidson, the plastic surgeon, Mary Wilkinson, the oncologist.
She did some research.
Also worked with my mother. I mean, they're just awesome. Stephanie, how you doing, sweetie?
Gotta punch her up.
Hello.
Valdez.
Hello.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, thanks good morning. A lot for having me on.
Hey. You're on like first name Steph basis, not doctor. Look at that.
Stephanie, I gotta say this, that when we first met with you the very first time at your office for the consultation, you made my mother feel so at ease in that time of fear and confusion, and I gotta thank you for that. And you know, she was sold. Can you kind of give the listeners an idea of, you know, what I know there's privacy laws and everything, but she's fine with you telling us about it. But giving the listeners an idea of what she was facing.
Well, it's always a very difficult time when something like this happens. There's never a good time to find out that you have a health problem, but in particular, breast cancer is very emotional on many levels. And, you know, the first thing that I try to do is to look at what the issues are and really come up with a personalized plan that's going to give the best outcome. We really do try to eliminate some of the fear and concern because in many cases, in the majority of cases, if this is found early, it's something that we can fix. And your mom was in that situation. It's just that in order to fix it, we have to jump through a couple of hoops, and that oftentimes involves surgery, sometimes chemotherapy, sometimes radiation. It really just depends on the person and how extensive the disease is.
Mm-hmm. Now, how serious was her case, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I think every breast cancer is serious. It's not like you can say, well, you had a little bit of breast cancer and you had a lot of breast cancer. She was a relatively early stage breast cancer, and we were able to remove it. And at the same time, with the assistance of Dr. Davidson, the plastic surgeon, actually do a reduction and a lift so that she was happier.
Whoa.
With her appearance. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yes.
So there are certain situations, and this becomes much more common now that we have better plastic surgery options. There are situations where people end up with something better than what they started out with, even though they had to have cancer to get there.
When should women start getting their mammograms regularly? At what age?
Age 40, every woman should have an annual mammogram. There are situations, if there's an extensive family history, where we may recommend having mammograms earlier than that, but otherwise age 40.
Mm-hmm. And what's the success rate when it's caught early?
Excellent success rate. So early stage breast cancer, stage 0, stage 1, have a 99% 5-year survival. If you extend that to 10 years, it's pretty similar numbers. So really the goal is to catch it early, and that's one of the reasons that Breast Cancer Awareness Month exists, to remind women to get their mammograms. Sports teams have done a great job at, you know, getting the message out with, you know, pink cleats and public service announcements. But that's why it's so critical, because if we intervene early, we can really have a good outcome.
And also, my mother actually caught it or thought that there was a problem from a self-check. She, you know, obviously, I'm sure a lot of women do it. I'm not even sure how many new cases there are of breast cancer in this country. I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands, but it's very important to self-check, too, because that's how she caught it, and that's when she started to reach out to the doctors and ultimately found you.
That's right.
Can you talk about, I know that Virginia Hospital Center is one of the few hospitals in the country, maybe even the only one in Washington, D.C., that has this margin probe technology, which you also used on my mother, that enabled you to avoid a second surgery. Is that true?
It is true. We are the only hospital in the region that has this technology. And basically, whenever you do a lumpectomy, meaning take the cancer out with a normal rim of tissue, there's always the possibility that you might have to go back to the operating room because you didn't get it all. And that's because the cancer doesn't look different from regular tissue. It's not like the surgeon can see the difference and know that there's a problem. So the margin probe is a device that we use in the operating room to check the edges around a lumpectomy, and if there's a problem, we can take more tissue right there and then because the patient's still in the operating room. And we did use that device on your mom, and it did spare her a second surgery because it detected an area that looked normal but really wasn't, and so we fixed it at the time of surgery by taking more tissue.
That was huge. My question is, how rich is the guy who invented the margin probe?
Well, right now they're not very rich because the device is not covered by insurance.
Oh, okay.
And so that's one of the reasons why we're the only ones in the region to offer this technology, really because Virginia Hospital Center has made it a priority to give the best possible patient care. And obviously, having one surgery instead of two is better for the patient in spite of the cost.
Well, Stephanie, again, you're a godsend. I love you. I do. My mother loves you. Thank you very much for what you do. You're so smart and so skilled. And this is Stephanie Akbari, who is the medical director of the Pierce Family Center for Breast Health. Don't take this lightly. It's huge. And Virginia Hospital Center is the best, in my opinion, around to deal with this. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Glad to know your mom is in very good and capable hands.
You know,
that's reassuring.
She is, and she avoided chemotherapy. She's just in radiation. Mm-hmm. She's almost done with radiation, and hopefully, knock on wood, you know, the percentages are very good that it'll never come back. But let me just tell you something about this woman. She is the LeBron James of breast cancer surgeons.
Nice. That's great.
I'm not just saying that because she was my mother. She is legit.
Now, well, I'll tell you this. Like, there aren't many times I can remember my mom or my dad when he was alive crying.
Mm-hmm.
Just a handful of times. I mean, besides like normal, like maybe a funeral or something like that. But my grandmother was diagnosed with breast cancer. I can't remember the date, but it's probably 20 years ago. She's 95 and still alive. So if you get it early, and I think she's had two mastectomies, you can live a happy, healthy life.
Yes, catch it early.
Get the mammograms
so
once a year.
Huge for Peggy.
I didn't know that she had a lift and all that stuff.
Hey,
so.
She's going to
be in Sports Illustrated swimsuit coming up next year.
Props to her.